And welcome to this Tuesday, November 14th edition of Between the Lines. The state jobs agency pointed to the state's break-even point under the Foxconn deal as one of the agreement's weaknesses. According to the staff review board members approved last week, estimates from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, as well as separate analysis from Ernst and Young, Baker Tilly, and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, found it could take a quarter of a century before the boost in tax revenues and the jobs the project would create would exceed the state's $3 billion investment. We'll talk with the editor of WisPolitics.com, J.R. Ross, a little bit later on in the program about that. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department is investigating two separate attacks by inmates at guards at Wisconsin's juvenile prisons. Both attacks at the Lincoln Hills prison happened on Saturday. Pandora Lobots was a teacher at Lincoln Hills when she was brutally assaulted by an inmate, and she is continuing her recovery. She'll join us on the final segment of the show. We'll get her reaction to the latest round of violence by inmates on youth counselors at Lincoln Hills. Governor Scott Walker signing four bills relating to hunting into law, including a bill that would eliminate the state's minimum age to hunt. Children of any age can hunt in Wisconsin under the bill. We'll get reaction from the chief law enforcement officer with the DNR, Todd Schaller. He'll join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. And a cattle drive started in Dodge County, even though the sheriff expressed his concerns in opposition to the owner of the cattle over the weekend. It was quickly halted when the cows trampled a soybean field. And we'll talk with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt about that on the next segment of the show. The union at Fond du Lac's Mercury Marine has rejected a new contract. The union voted down the offer after the company, an International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Lodge 1947, had reached a tentative agreement on the contract last week. Joining us on the first segment of the show, spokesman for Mercury Marine, Lee Gordon. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure having you on the program. The employees at Merck are working under a contract. When was the last time that they approved a contract?
2014 was the last time, and we have a contract right now that expires August 23rd of 2021.
So why are they voting on a new contract now, several years before this current contract expires?
So we did the same thing in 2014, and we saw an opportunity like you were just mentioning, and we've discussed a couple times. The workforce is certainly an issue in the state of Wisconsin, and the great thing is that the unemployment rates are as low as they are. On the flip side, we continue to grow and we continue to invest in the company, and as we do that, we're creating more job openings, and we've got a lot of job openings right now, and are looking to fill those jobs with some of the same qualified candidates that some of the other companies in the area are. So we saw an opportunity to go for a new contract where we were able to provide some increased wages and try to continue to attract top talent to Mercury Marine. So that's really why we decided to go ahead and try to do this sooner than waiting for 4 years from now.
So this effort was initiated by the company.
It was a combination between the company and the negotiating committee of our IAM, and just we're continuing to talk to them. We talk to them every day about opportunities. Every time we grow, we work with them. Every time there's a challenge, we work with them, and just in discussions with them, we've worked together with them on every step of the way. And the kind of the impetus behind all of this was certainly done together.
All right. So when the union, when the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Lodge 1947 and the company reached the tentative agreement, were you confident that the rank and file was going to go ahead with this?
I think we were hopeful. I think with anything, you're hopeful that based on years in the past and knowing that we felt like it was a competitive offer. We also felt that between both negotiating teams of Mercury's plus the IAM, that we had together come with a plan and an opportunity that would certainly be attractive. So I think we were optimistic, hopeful would probably be the word.
All right. So what are some of the key highlights of this contract?
I can't go into the details, but certainly, there were opportunities for growth. There were salary increases for sure. That I think that's the biggest. One of the bigger pieces was trying to just ensure that we remain competitive or above competitive with some of the other companies in our area that we're competing against.
All right. A union spokesman was quoted as saying this latest round of negotiations with the company was a step toward repairing trust after union members took those deep concessions back in 2009 when the company was considering moving out of Fond du Lac. And of course, we've heard over the last several months and years about the millions, the hundreds of millions of dollars that Merck has invested in its Fond du Lac plant. You mentioned that Merck is, you've got job openings that you need to fill. And so the company is saying that this contract was a way to try to, one, reach out to the employees who are there, and also to attract new workers.
That, Greg, you hit it on the head. I mean, that is exactly it. And we have invested more than $800 million since 2009. We're going to continue to invest. Fond du Lac is our home. This is where our global headquarters will remain. We're going to continue to put out new products. We're going to continue to innovate. We're going to continue to lead in the marine space. This was an opportunity that that both us and the negotiating committee of the IAM saw as an opportunity to say, hey, you know what, we've grown from 1,200, 1,400 jobs to 3,200 right now, knowing we're going to need to increase that even more. How do we attract the same type of candidate or the qualified candidate that some of the other companies like ours are going after, and how do we remain competitive and above the competition, and that's what this was. We had put together this package that we thought was going to do that, and that's what we had presented.
Do you know how close the vote was?
I don't. I don't. That is information that we've not been privy to.
All right. Do you know why it was voted down? What were the concerns of the workers? What did they not like in this contract?
That is a good question. And certainly something that they may be able to better answer. But all that we know is right now that the vote that took place over the weekend was rejected, and we have a current contract right now that expires in 2021, and that's the contract that we're going to be working on.
All right. Do you plan, a lot of times initial contract, it's a back and forth thing. That's why they call it negotiations. Is
sure.
There another meeting, any other meetings planned?
Right now, we're just going to work under the terms and conditions of that current contract that we have right now.
By the same token, if you are looking to fill jobs, you'd like to have, like you said, one of the reasons for this contract package was trying to attract new workers. Is there a possibility that I don't know how far down the road, if it's weeks or months or even a year from now, that another offer may come forward?
I think the plan right now is to continue to push forward with the contract that we currently have and continue to have job fairs like we do and continue to do some of the things that we do to attract talent and go from there. That's really right now the plan is just to continue to work under the current contract and grow those jobs that we currently have open and fill them with the best candidates we can find.
Could that change if the union came back to the company with a counter offer, for example?
It's hard to speculate. It's certainly you hear a lot of things out in the community of what could be, but right now our plan is to just push forward with the current contract and business as usual.
All right. Lee Gordon, spokesman for Mercury Marine. Lee, it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks again, Greg.